Mayday! It's your Amazing Blue Review update for Monday, March the 25th. And Dusty May, hired over the weekend to be the next Michigan men's basketball coach. May was the head coach of Florida Atlantic the last 6 years. The 47-year-old May went to Indiana and was a student manager at IU under Bob Knight. Dusty May's first assistant coaching job was right around here at Eastern Michigan, and May ends up getting a 5-year deal with U of M that averages $3.75 million a year. The Michigan women's basketball team falls to Kansas in overtime of the first round of the NCAA tournament over the weekend. Make matters worse, the team was supposed to travel back Saturday after the game, but after a lengthy delay and then an extra day, the team got back Sunday night around 7 o'clock. The Michigan hockey team dropped the Big Ten tournament title game to Michigan State 5-4 Saturday night in East Lansing. That was in overtime. The Wolverines now head to the NCAA tournament for the fourth straight year. Michigan, the 3 seed, will open up against the 2 seed, North Dakota. Michigan, North Dakota, 8:30 Friday in the Maryland Heights, Missouri regional. That game will be played in Metro St. Louis, Missouri. The Michigan Football Pro Day took center stage in the NFL offseason on Friday in Ann Arbor. Over 150 NFL personnel, including head coaches and GMs, were in attendance in Ann Arbor. J.J. McCarthy continues to be a hot topic among NFL draft experts. Here's McCarthy on his day on Friday from UMich football.
Just add that on to, you know, the strict structure that we're held to every day, the discipline that's gained being here and, you know, having that inevitable spotlight around Michigan football all the time. So when you combine all that, like, this is the greatest university in the world to prepare for something like the NFL.
There's McCarthy. He's being discussed now as being selected in the top 10, maybe the top 5, possibly the top 3. Stay tuned on that. Here's Mark Schlereth on the Stinkin' Truth Pod on why McCarthy is shooting up draft boards.
Because he actually is probably the one guy in this draft that runs the most pro-style offense. And therefore, you have to imagine that J.J. McCarthy, I'm talking about changing personnel groups, you know, running the football, changing the strength and motioning and doing all that pre-snap stuff, calling plays in the huddle. Like, there's a lot of guys that get to the NFL that have never called a play in the huddle.
There he is, Mark Schlereth on J.J. McCarthy. The spring transfer portal for football opens April 15th to April the 30th. Over the weekend, the 11th Michigan football player from last year's team is transferring. It's wide receiver Carmelo English says he plans on putting his name in the spring portal. The football team began spring practice last Monday. NCAA teams get 15 practices in the spring. The 15th practice will be the spring game, which is set for Saturday, April the 20th, with a noon kickoff. On the recruiting side of things, Michigan has 3 players committed right now to its 25 recruiting class. 4-star tight end Eli Owens from Tennessee, 4-star quarterback Carter Smith from Florida, and 4-star defensive end Bobby Kanka from right around the way here in Howell, Michigan. U of M has added a pair of players to its roster so far out of the transfer portal. Linebacker Jayshon Barham from Maryland, and the other U of M portal addition so far is Northwestern guard Josh Preeb. And that's the latest on Michigan. Good afternoon. Michigan football starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon. 3 o'clock, not the normal 2 o'clock liftoff. And as always, for the latest on U of M, go to theamazingbluereview.com or sign up at michigan.rivals.com. And oh, yeah, right now you can get 50% off your first year on the Maize and Blue Review. Go to michigan.rivals.com and use the promo code REPEAT2024. That's REPEAT2024. This offer is valid for a limited time. We will see you over on the Den talking Michigan all day and all night. There's lots to talk about.